The hot sun shone brightly through the window as Fatima bint Asad completed her morning chores. She looked out the window and admired the tall palm trees filled with dusters of delicious dates. However, one day tree caught her eye. It was an old tree that had become dry and shriveled up. Suddenly, laughter from the yard caught her attention and she looked over at the children playing in the yard. Little Muhammad shouted, "March!" and all the other children answered, "Yes, sir." Every time he would give a command, the kids would run and play again. Just then, she heard Muhammad tell his friend, "Wait, my dear soldiers, let me run inside and get some water." Fatima waited patiently for Muhammad to come inside. As he entered, she noticed that he was very excited. She lovingly kissed his forehead. Muhammad politely asked, "Mother, may I please have some water?" Fatima replied happily, "Yes, sir, right away." Muhammad laughed and said to his mother, "You're my mom. You can't be my soldier." They both smiled joyfully. Fatima bint Asad poured some water into a bowl and handed it to Muhammad as she said, "I may not be able to be your soldier, but I can at least be your supporter, right?" Muhammad looked at his mother as he took the water and smiled. "My supporter? Yes, yes, that's a great idea." They both laughed. Muhammad took his wooden sword and with determination said, "I must go outside and help my soldiers get ready to protect the troops." As he ran through the door, he struck the dry date tree in the yard. Fatima bint Asad's eyes widened as the dry date tree suddenly began turning green and producing lots of dates. Fatima quickly walked towards the date tree and picked a date off from it. She looked at it in wonder and then tasted the date. What a date! Her eyes lit up. It was better than any other date she had ever tasted. This wasn't the first time she had witnessed a miracle from Muhammad. However, each time was a wonderful surprise. She knew there was something very special about this boy. Being around him always strengthened her belief in Allah and gave her energy. As she looked at the tree, she remembered how Muhammad had lost his real mother at the young age of 6. She thought to herself, "How lucky am I to have the great privilege of taking Muhammad into my home." Even though she had children of her own, Muhammad was different from them. Even his foster mother, Halima, had told Fatima bint Asad about all the wonderful blessings and miracles that Muhammad would bring to her home even as an infant. Halima had told her, "One day, I was out in the desert with Muhammad and stopped to feed him below a dry date tree. As I finished feeding him, we both fell asleep. When I woke up, I looked up and saw the most amazing sight. The tree behind me had become green again and was full of dates." Another time, Halima was outside with Muhammad tending to the sheep, and one of the baby sheep fell and broke his leg. Muhammad carefully walked over to the sheep and touched its leg. Right before her eyes, the leg was instantly healed. Fatima's eyes just glistened in the sunlight as she stared at the beautiful green palm tree. She felt so blessed to be part of this child's life. Suddenly, Muhammad walked back inside. He started calling out, "Mother, mother." Fatima turned towards him and hugged him tightly as she said, "May my father and mother be sacrificed for you, O my son. How can I help you?" Muhammad replied kindly, "Oh my mother, my soldiers need food and water to get more energy. They can't defend well without food. Can you please give me some dates so that I may feed my hungry soldiers?" Fatima's eyes filled with tears as she kissed Muhammad's divine head and held him tighter. She replied, "Yes, sir," and then quickly grabbed a basket and went to the very tree Muhammad had just brought back to life and filled the basket with dates. Fatima followed Muhammad as he ran outside to his friends and handed out the dates. She raised her hands up and asked Allah to bless her with a child who could be Muhammad's assistant and supporter. Her dua was answered when years later, Fatima gave birth to Imam Ali. who became Prophet Muhammad's loyal partner. As she looked at all the kids, she smiled and then quietly walked back into her home. As she entered the house, she turned back to look at the tree one more time. It seemed to outshine all the other trees as it gleamed in the sunlight. It was as if the tree felt honored at the very touch of young Muhammad.